I met him at junior high summer camp. Despite his current reputation as an A-list actor who only dates models, and despite summer camp's reputation for romance, we never dated back then. To be honest, since that seems to be my new hobby, you might as well know we never actually dated. But once in your life, if you're lucky, someone comes along when you least expect it and knocks the wind clear out of you. By the time you catch your breath, your entire life is messed up. Maybe that's just me, or maybe that's just love. Either way, 4 years later, I'm still learning how to breathe again. Memories are what you hold on to when you have nothing else. I'm sitting in my 12th grade creative writing class, listening to Ms. Meckel, who enjoyed one too many outdoor concerts in her life, the kind with tie-dyed shirts and helium-filled balloons. Alexa, my best friend Lindsay whispers from a nearby desk, you look like you smoked out with Ms. Meckel last night. She leans forward, hoping for a good story, always hoping for a good and preferably wild story. But I smile and shake my head. I'm not about to tell her that this dumb assignment kept me up until dawn. Ms. Meckel looks over at us. She knows we've been talking, but she just turns and stares out the window, probably imagining a kaleidoscope or something far out. She moves her head like she's listening to some groovy tune, and it makes her stringy hair swish back and forth when she talks. Memories shape you. Swish, swish, swish. Please get out the homework from last night to share with the class. Alexa, Lindsay, we'll begin with you. Our assignment was to bring a memory to class, an artifact that shaped our character, and to write a short story about it. I actually spent the whole previous day working on my AP Spanish project, not creative writing. Creative writing was my last priority. But for top colleges to accept me, I needed a creative elective, like art or theater. Beginning art was only for freshmen. And theater? Not an option. Ever since junior high summer camp and the incident, I won't go near a stage. I won't even watch television, Netflix, Hulu, even YouTube, because I don't want to chance seeing him. My high school offered creative writing as a senior elective, which was fine by me. I used to like writing. I used to love it, actually. But that was before ninth grade, before I realized writing often involved remembering. And that wasn't something I was ready for. Finally, at 10 last night, after finishing my other homework, I rummaged through an old box in my closet, searching for my first Girl Scout uniform, a perfect artifact, something that had shaped my character. But then, underneath some baseball caps and my mom's Nancy Drew books, I saw the familiar blue and black plastic lanyard bracelet with the metal clasp. I stared at it for a minute before the memories erupted, and I almost got sick to my stomach. I threw it away before we moved to Vegas the summer before ninth grade. I know I did. Mom! I hollered through closed doors. Moments later, I walked across the hall to my parents' bedroom. The two of them lay side by side with their own reading lights. Mom looked up from her book. What's this? I asked her.
Isn't that one of those lanyard arts and crafts majiggers?
Dad answered for her. I know what it is, Dad. Honey, Mom said. Don't use that tone with your father. Mom! She waited a moment. It's been in a box for 3 years. Another moment. No harm done. I threw it away. Dad set down his Sports Illustrated magazine. I pressed my lips together and waited. If Dad interrupted his sports, it was serious.